USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
Four now ex-Minneapolis cops charged in George Floyd's death due in court today. Derek Chauvin charged with second and third degree murder and manslaughter for the Memorial Day death that sparked a national outcry. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The number three Republican in the House wants answers from the White House about reports that intelligence officials concluded Russia offered bounties to the Taliban to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. House GOP Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney is saying on Twitter that if the reports are accurate, the Trump administration's officials need to answer questions about what they knew about the intelligence and how they responded. The Wyoming Republican saying, though, that she believes that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were, as they say, not briefed on those claims. The architect of the Washington Redskins, Hogs, offensive line has died. Joe Bugle was 80. He coached 32 seasons in the NFL, including work helping lead the Redskins to two Super Bowl titles, and he spent time with the Lions, Oilers, Oakland Raiders, Chargers, and the Cardinals. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some hand sanitizers marketed in the U.S. but made in Mexico reportedly have toxic ingredients that are causing people to die. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Company officials with Walmart say they're taking action after a deadly shooting at one of their distribution centers in California over the weekend. The company releasing a statement about the deadly incident at the Walmart warehouse in Red Bluff, which left one person as well as the gunman dead. Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, says the company is heartbroken by the death of team member Martin Harrow Lozano, so the warehouse is going to be temporarily closed, and all associates working there will continue to be paid. And jazz musician Freddie Cole has died at 88. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.